Give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons.
And of course he's worth it. He's the best wide receiver in the NFL. You have a young quarterback, your franchise quarterback, that you believe is one of the tops in the league, and he has no weapons. How could he not be worth the compensation that is being asked back from Bill O'Brien and the Houston Texans? What's the problem?
Joe Torti.
I defended the Eagles and Howie Roseman because I thought, you know what? They just targeted a guy. They wanted David Johnson. They wanted to get him out. They have a good relationship with Arizona. Whatever. You're telling me if you give up a 2 and a 3, you win? That's it? You give up a 2nd and a 3rd, that's good enough? That is the worst. And that goes from Howie Roseman, in my book, going from having an A offseason to having an F offseason.
The Crossover. Right now on 97.5, The Fanatic.
That's right. Crossover. That means it is 8 p.m. here on 97.5 The Fanatic, as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Dylan McKinnon producing the show. When it is the Crossover, you just heard that man's voice. Joe Torti jumps in. JT, what up?
Devon, it's been another interesting day in terms of the Eagles, right?
Yes.
We've got things that did happen, things that might happen.
Yes.
All kinds of stuff going on, man.
You're absolutely
really good.
Right, man. Well, it's good to be back with you, as always, man, on this Thursday night. And it is we have a lot of things to catch up with. And with that, you just jump in and you get it right away. You get a former NFL player, an Eagle great, and, you know, man who has some other things going on around the Jersey area where you can go to, you know, launch. Unfortunately, everything is impacted, but Launch Trampoline with Jason Avant, it's a great spot. He joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Beyond Fast, my partner on the pregame show during the Eagles season, and the Eagles defense just got better. We'll hear from Jason Avant and get his thoughts on Darius Slay joining the fray. Jason, what's going on, man? Good to hear from you.
Always good to hear from you, gentlemen. What's up, Devon? What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Nothing, man. Listen, hope you and the family are doing well through everything that's going on. Hope these guys are staying safe and, make sure that everybody's doing what they need to do. But it's good to catch up with you for sure.
You too. It's a crazy time, but you know, we're still kicking, still moving. Family's healthy. I can't complain.
All right. Well, and one thing that you should not be complaining about, because I know how you feel. You and I have talked about this plenty on the pregame show. We talked about it off the air. You know how I feel about the cornerback position, and they got one. It's not Orlando Scandrick. And they've come a long way from you saying they should have kept Orlando Scandrick on the roster, Jason. A 3 and a 5, they extend him for 3 years, $50 million, 30 of which are guaranteed. They add themselves a cornerback one. What do you think of the move to add via trade Darius Slay to the fold?
I absolutely love the trade. 3 and a 5 for the caliber player that he's been. He's been, I don't call any corner a shutdown corner, but he's had the ability to limit receivers, you know, good as anybody in the NFL. And he matches, he follows, he's up for the challenge. Just talks about his mentality. He's not afraid. I've had the opportunity to play against him multiple times. He's a good player, and it's not going to be, you know, 10 yards, 20 yards, whenever a team wants to get that from our, like we've seen it over the last couple of years with our cornerbacks just giving up yardage. No, he's going to make you earn those yards. He's going to make you compete for those yards, and that's all you can ask for. And it's a long time coming for this organization. You know, it seems like, because we've always had historically good corner play, from Eric Allen and on and on and on and on with Troy Vincent and Lito and Asante. We've always had good corner play. And for these last few years, even, you know, despite the Super Bowl, we still didn't play the greatest in the secondary. So to improve it this way is really, really good. And it's a sign going forward that the Eagles mean business and how he's got the message.
Jason, they've addressed defensive line with Javon Hargrave. They've now addressed corner with Darius Slay. As far as you're concerned, what's next on the Eagles' list of things that they need to check off this offseason?
There's a few things. I still think that there may be another place for either a cornerback. and or a receiver, but you literally can get a receiver in the draft. There's many analysts that say that there's going to be, 22 to 25 receivers taken in the first four rounds or so. So that's a lot of receivers that's off the board. And, so I believe that there's enough playmakers in the draft to be able to get a receiver. Along with Deshaun coming back, and you drafted Whiteside last year, and a young Greg Ward that'll probably be in the slot from now on. I think that there's another move to be made for either a linebacker or a corner. And we have some trade value with Rasul Douglas, Alshon Jeffrey, Sidney Jones. All of those guys can be traded, and hopefully we can get a good player back for them. So I'm looking forward to see that happening. And or picking up another corner that's a veteran, right? We know that Logan Ryan, which is a South Jersey kid, he's still available. You have Xavier Rhodes that's still available. This is a substantial upgrade to our team, and I think that we still need another corner or linebacker because we've had so many to depart this year.
Saw a report earlier that Logan Ryan is asking for at least minimum $10 million annually, and you say Xavier Rhodes. What between those two and the numbers that I just threw at you, forget that. It will come into play, but of those two, and the production may be dipping a little bit, and I know you spoke about Xavier Rhodes as well during the season. Of those two, which one would you favor? And if you feel like they dropped off a little bit, is it still worth it being that they would, be the number two opposite Darius Slay?
Because they've acquired Darius Slay, the one that you would go after, if I was a GM, I would target Xavier Rhodes first. Just because of the size, now you have a guy that's going to be on the number two, and he doesn't have to follow and shadow Julio Jones and DeAndre Hopkins and Odell and Amari Cooper. He doesn't have to shadow those guys now. Now he's against the second guy, and now you can and now you have a yin and a yang. You have a smaller, quicker corner, which Slay's not too small, but he's smaller, quick-footed corner, and you have a big corner that can compete with the jump ball. So now you have a good tandem, right? And that's like a good quality tandem because you have a guy that can stick the small guys, guy that can stick the big guys. So I like that the most, but I like anyone that's a solid veteran because I think Cravon LeBlanc is still our best corner on our roster. I believe that Avante Maddox and Jalen Mills are probably going to compete for the safety position, and I think that we still need another cornerback. And I don't believe that Rasul Douglas is the person going forward.
Jason, as you're taking a look at this team, there have been people who have been confused as to what the team's expectations are next year with letting Nigel Bradham explore the market, obviously parting ways with Malcolm Jenkins, and then you see the trade for Slay and the signing of Hargrave. As far as you're concerned and you're watching, what kind of team are they going to be next year? Do the Eagles think that they're going to be a team that is competing, to go to the Super Bowl, or is this more of a retooling season coming up here?
I don't think this is a retooling season. Like, whenever you have the quarterback play like we saw Carson play the last four games, you got a shot to win, man. And now you just add to that, and I think they're going to add to that big time when it comes to receivers in the draft. I believe that they still are in play for a receiver. And what they're doing is just solidifying the defense. The defense is – With the style of offense that we play, we saw that we can give up a lot of passing yards, and that's what they're addressing, right? So you can get after the passer with the pass rush, and then you're giving those pass rushers more time with a guy like Darius Slay and or another acquisition at cornerback. So I think all of that is going to help the offense out. But again, I think that the offense is going to be the focus is going to be later, and I think the draft is going to be an offensive draft.
Jason Avant joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast, as we talk the Philadelphia Eagles, adding Javon Hargrave and Darius Slay. Jay, speaking about the moves of, as you said, with Maddox and both Mills fighting for that safety spot, two things. How do you feel about Mills right now being a safety switching from corner? And secondly, what does the departure of Malcolm Jenkins mean overall now that Mills and or LeBlanc will be at that safety spot?
It's going to be a drop off, especially for the first year. Malcolm was a smart player. He was a leader. He was a very, very good and productive player. And to take a guy that has been playing safety position for a long time, you know, that tackling angles are a lot different. Being able to shed the blocks, and get off. And make that play from the safety position is a lot different from, you know, open space at corner and having a sideline there to protect you in a pursuit that's chasing them out towards you. So I think that it's going to be a drop off in play. But one thing that I do love about it is that both of those guys can cover the tight end. Both of those guys can cover running backs. Both of those guys can cover slot receivers it depends on which slot, but most slot receivers they can go and compete with. So it makes you versatile. They're probably going to be better coverers than Malcolm Jenkins. It's going to be a negative when it comes to tackling, but it's going to be a positive in the pass game. So hopefully the offense is putting up points and the pass rush is handling business and it'll be in their favor.
Jason, as you take a look at the wide receiver prospects in the draft, obviously a lot of people talking about it being an incredibly exciting group, a very varied group. Who in this group has kind of caught your eye generally, and who do you think might be a great fit for the Eagles if they were looking that way?
You know what? I don't necessarily know if the Eagles are going to be able to get the players that they want. You love the guys that are at the top, like Judy. I think Judy's a solid route runner. He reminds me of Stephon Diggs, that type of ability at the line of scrimmage to make people think that you're doing something opposite. And we know that Ruggs is a burner, and I think Ruggs is who they want, but they won't be able to get up that high to get. There's a few kids that can play. I think the kid, I can't always remember their names out of the draft, but there's a kid from Texas that's more like a slot receiver, but he runs really, really flat, really, really fast. I think it's like Devino, I can't say his last name, but he's a really good player. I've seen him play like four games or so. He's a really good player. There's a kid out of Arizona State that can play as well. So I'll have more of this information as we get closer to the draft and their names, because there's so many people to cover out of college. But there's a lot of prospects, and the ones that I know, I always will put the SEC's SEC receivers higher than everybody else, just because the teams play bump man. So if we can get one of those guys, like Jefferson from LSU. Mm-hmm. If we can get a player like that, it'll be beneficial toward us. I always bring those guys higher, like the CD Lambs and the guys from Oklahoma. That's a crapshoot. Just historically with the guys from Oklahoma, guys from the Pac-10, you know it's a solid player if they're coming from the SEC, because the teams are playing bump man and there's more pro caliber coaches in the SEC. So therefore I put those guys a little bit higher. So if we can get Jefferson from LSU, I'll be happy with that. Or if we can get Henry Ruggs the third, I'll be happy with that as well.
And sticking with the wide receivers, but currently in the league, Jay, you know, one that came out of nowhere where the reports were that DeAndre Hopkins was on the market. And yesterday, Adam Schefter saying that the Eagles and Texans did talk, but he ultimately ended up with the Arizona Cardinals. Jay, how we all know what he would have meant to Carson Wentz. Did they drop the ball on this one?
No, you can't afford him.
Why can't you afford him?
No, you can't. I think with the contracts that we have, right? So you can't do both. You can't go out and draft Darius Slade and get Hargrave and then get DeAndre Hopkins, who in a year or so is going to want more money. Like, I think that they and he's getting older, right? So I think that the best situation for us is to get a lesser known receiver, because there's some guys that can run. You got Deshaun coming back. You have a lot of prospects in the draft, and I don't necessarily know that DeAndre Hopkins is the guy, because he's going to want a bunch of catches. And in this offense, there's not going to be a guy that catches
there's not going to be a bunch of guys catching 100 passes. And if Ertz is that guy that's going to catch 100 passes, DeAndre Hopkins is not going to be able to catch 100 passes. So he's not going to be happy in his offense. I don't necessarily think that a high-volume receiver is the perfect fit for the West Coast-style offense, because the offense is not geared to get a receiver 100 catches. It's just not.
Wow. Okay. I mean, listen, we were big on it. And listen, that move would have been made first. Darius Slay would have been made second, or not at all. And
not at all.
For a lot of people, it would have been either or. And, you know, wide receiver and cornerback definitely stand out for improvement with this football team. And right now, they did improve at the cornerback spot with Darius Slay, Hargrave as well. And we'll see what they do with the wide receiver spot and the draft. And hopefully you're right, man, that another move is there for cornerback as well.
Yeah, a few moves can be made. There's still receivers left as well, but they want a lot of money. The receivers are, what they're talking about is that some second tier wide receivers want first tier of money. So
yeah,
we'll see. I know Emmanuel Sanders is still available. There's a few different options that the Eagles can go toward. I don't think that he'll be too expensive. So if they don't get the guy that they want in the draft, I'm sure that the Eagles will make a move.
All right, Jay, this final question. A lot, as you said, different times for us right now. This seems to be our, as Doug Peterson says, our new norm. What's been going on with you, man? You know, this time off, everybody has to stay in the house. You're in New Jersey. What is Jason Avant doing these days?
You know what, man? I'm trying to figure out how this virus is going to play out. I'm happy that my family's well.
Yep.
But for a small business owner, this virus is treacherous for a lot of us that are in the small business world. Just because, you know, if you're in the service industry, you're in the industry that has, 150, 200, people in your business at a time, this is like sustenance for a lot of people. I have 50 employees per store. And that's 150 jobs that people are trying to wait in line for unemployment, So
yep.
It's a tough time. You know, people call you trying to figure out if you have hours of work or something else that they can do. It's just a tough time, man. People are worried about their next meal, their next, rent payment, So I'm worrying about my staff. That's what I've been doing, praying for them and making sure that I, stay abreast on what I have to do. When it comes to, football and talking about the game, NFL-wise, that's all I'm doing. I'm chilling, relaxing, but I'm worrying about those that I've been responsible for the last 3 years.
And, Jason, for those who want to support, small business owners and people who are going through a time like this, are you guys offering gift certificates or anything like that, or gift cards that people could buy to get you kind of through the tough times here?
Well, so no, it's like for us, we had to close. So we've been closed. Like, we've had to close. The only thing that I would say, I know that there's, the government is doing a good job. They're rolling out, different things now when it comes to small business. There's deferral rents and things that they're doing, for those that are in small and those that are in small business. But if you know someone that's in the retail industry, if you know someone, that's in the service industry, if you can think about them and pay for a bill or get them a grocery or something like that, I think that'll go a long way. But there are some people that are really, really struggling right now. And, a lot of us don't know, if the business that we love can sustain. So it's a tough time for a lot of people.
Well, Jay, we appreciate you joining us, but good luck with all of that, man. And we're glad to hear that the family is safe, you and the family are safe, and we hope that things get back to normal sooner rather than later, and you guys can pick up at this great place, Launch Trampoline, that you have in all the locations that you have in New Jersey, Delaware, as well, man. We appreciate it, and again, good luck with everything, and we'll be talking to you soon.
No problem, Jens. I'll talk to you guys soon as we get closer to the draft.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Jay.
Okay.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Jason. Great to talk to you, man.
Jason Avant joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. And again, we talk about all the fun stuff with the NFL and the Philadelphia Eagles and all. And then again, the real life stuff jumps in.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no avoiding it, man.
Cannot.
And people say that sports is not a distraction, for people. I could not disagree more. I think that that's one of the main focuses. But in times like this, obviously, it's important to maintain perspective and all that kind of stuff with some pretty serious stuff facing everybody.
And so. It also goes to show who he is.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Who he is. We ask about him, and he says he's more worried about his employees that he has working for him at these great locations.
Although,
again, I've been to the launch trampoline.
Yeah.
Me and my daughters, we went out there, and we had a blast. It's a great place. So when things do clear up, hopefully sooner again rather than later, please go out there and support Launch Trampoline. It's a fun, fun place. And people love that type of stuff. So go out there and enjoy yourselves.
And knowing what we know about Jason, not surprising. Nope. Like, it's not surprising that's where his mind would go first.
Not at all.
It's just the kind of dude he is.
Not at all. Jason Avant on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast, and we appreciate him joining the show. 610-632-0975, talking the Birds, Moves with Darius Slay, and others, and the Sixers. Three individuals, three staff members. We don't know what that means, but three people, a part of the Philadelphia 76ers organization, have tested positive for coronavirus, two from the Los Angeles Lakers, and the most recent that we found out, Marcus Smart of the Boston Celtics also tested positive. He put that out there via his social media account. So we'll talk to Jay next in West Philly about just that right here on the Fanatic. Jay, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Not much, y'all. How y'all feel?
Hey, Jay. Hanging in.
How y'all making up?
We're doing all right, man.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, Levant just brought up something I thought about when y'all said about the trade. Maybe he was negotiating with Detroit and he couldn't give up that pick.
You mean that's Howie Roseman?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, Howie Roseman negotiating, and then when the DeAndre Hopkins things went down in terms of their conversation, he was already engaged.
I think. I think he couldn't move any picks right away that they wanted, because it sounded like Houston just moved that, you know, first call, whoever, you know, picked up the phone, they made that trade, because what they traded him for and then what Diggs got traded for was like night and day. And
big time.
The Hopkins better than him, so I just think that was like, all right, whoever answered the phone or was ready to move, but I just think he couldn't move those picks right away. But it's like they said, with the money that Winston's contract coming up, and then he still got Cox and all these dudes, so that money thing probably was a factor too. So you never know that. But y'all brought up something last week and before the game's canceled that I wanted to talk about, that book with the Sixers.
Yeah, you're
right. Process.
Yeah.
Because like that night I couldn't get on, but Ryan, you mentioned something about folks and he said probably being too close to home.
Yes, it was something that in the book where he did not want to play. One of his friends, I guess, told Yaron, or somehow Yaron found out that he did not want to come to Philadelphia because it was too close.
Yeah, because remember, he went to college in Washington. A lot of people were like, how you end up all the way up there on the other side of the country? And then I thought about it, you know, that inner city D.C. and all that area and everything, because remember, Durant didn't want to go home. I don't know too many people that went back, you know, played too close to there. The only one was AI. You see how much he ran back home.
All the time.
All the time. There ain't nothing, you know, to run down there. So I'm thinking, because the kid flourishing down there a little bit, man. I was keeping an eye on him when he was playing with the ball in his hand. I mean, he wasn't averaging 25, but it seemed like he was getting better.
He's averaging about 15 points a game, and he's doing stuff, and you're happy for him. He's just not the number one pick that you thought you were getting in that draft.
I mean, tell you the truth, I think he eventually going to roll into that. I really do. I just think it was right here.
I don't know, man. If he doesn't get that shot, he's still shooting like under 30% behind the three-point line, and that was a big part of his game before. So I don't know if he can ever become that guy again, because the shot still looks busted.
Yeah, but he's taking it.
No, he's taking it. He is taking it.
I give him that.
He is taking it, Jay. Listen, yeah, he is, man. Stay safe, man. Thanks for calling in, man.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it. He is definitely putting those shots up, and he's not afraid to shoot them. So when we talk about Simmons being afraid and looking ridiculous shooting the shot the way he does and embarrassed by how it may look when he shoots, misses, hits the backboard, whatever it might hit, that guy's not worried. He's just shooting.
No, but coming in, he was like a 40% shooter from three in college. Now,
overall package offense.
Yeah. Like, you'd expect him to be a 35%. You know, three-point shooter here in the NBA. He's like 10 points behind that, I think.
Yeah. So, listen, Chuck wants to talk about Darius Slay. We'll get back into that conversation as well. And I have something on Twitter about Darius Slay unloading on Detroit.
Oh, yeah. All right. Uh-huh. I'd sign up for that.
I'll read that quote for you. Alfie may not want to listen to this one, or he probably already knows. But we'll share that on the other side about Darius Slayton. We get to Chuck and everyone else. 610-632-0975. That's Joe Torti. My name is Devon Givens. Dylan McKinnon is producing. We're here on the Fanatic until 10.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5. The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.97.5 The Fanatic, Joe Torti, Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. Chuck, we'll get to you in a second. I want to read this tweet. So, NFL update at My Sports Update. You've seen this.
Yeah.
They basically have stuff. They follow everything. They kind of retweet it for you.
They consolidate it all into one place.
Yeah. So, here's where they say Darius Slay unloads. Says his relationship with Matt Patricia was rough, and he didn't respect Patricia as a person. Also said Patricia told him he wasn't a leader and that he had no business working out with Aqib Talib and Richard Sherman because those guys were elite and Slay was just good, quote unquote. That Patricia doesn't get out of here, man.
Look,
a joke, man.
So,
guys are just defensive coach. I mean, assistant coaches.
One of the things that just gets me is you would think that Matt Patricia would understand this. Like, I totally agree with him that Darius Slay is not as good as Aqib Talib or Richard Sherman.
No.
But if you're the best guy in the room, go find another room. That's like how you get better. That's what you're supposed to do. If you are the smartest or the best or whatever, go and surround yourself with people that are better than you.
And guess what? Those best guys that he's talking about welcomed Darius Slay into their group.
Of course.
To work out and get better.
Of course. Now, I don't know if it's mind games, right? Like, I have no idea what the context for this is.
Right. And we don't even know where this came from.
Yeah, it could be anywhere. But if it is literally like you don't belong to work out with those guys, I would think that he'd be thrilled. If Darius Slay's not good and he's well, first of all, you're not going to learn Aqib Talib stuff, right? I've said that from the beginning.
It's natural.
Aqib Talib, tall, fast, good instant. Like,
just does
Aqib Talib, it's remarkable that he was, you know, not regarded as one of the elite corners because he had everything. But Richard Sherman, let's pretend that Darius Slay isn't an elite level athlete, right? Neither is Richard Sherman, really, in terms of turn and run. It's like, yo, how do you become elite with the things that you, with the limitations that you have?
How do you turn a fifth round draft selection that you are
right
into a Super Bowl champion?
People for a while thought he was the best corner.
Multiple time Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
And all pro in this league. How do you do
that? How do you do that? Hey, that's useful information.
Hey, I'm Matt Patricia. Darius, don't go over there.
Yeah, come on, man. That's bad. That's really bad
stuff.
And
that's why they won't win.
I agree.
That's why they won't win.
And I mean, with Richard Sherman in particular, you're talking about a technical corner, man. That's a guy who's got some stuff that he can teach you. That's what I mean. Like, Aqib Talib, I don't know. You can work out with him to try to keep up with him. That might be, like, the best part. But, like, it's like working out with Randy Moss and be like, oh, yeah, you shouldn't work out with Randy Moss. You're probably right. There's not a whole lot that you're going to get from Randy Moss.
Right.
But it's like, if it's Wes Welker or it's like Brandon Cooks or one of these freak route runners, yeah, you got something to learn from those guys.
And here's how this stuff is real in terms of the information from My Sports Update.
Yeah.
Charles James on Twitter says, hey, he had my dog bleeped up. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Who responds to Charles James's tweet? Darius Slay. Facts. He did. It's more coming out.
Yeah, well, and here's the, I don't know if I want this. Like, I almost think that I'd be okay if Darius Slay's like, you know what, we're just going to turn the page. Because here's the thing. DeAndre Hopkins probably has stuff to say about his time in Houston, and he's already been like, yo, stuff's getting out of proportion. Let's just, like, move on, turn the page or whatever. I don't know if I want it. I don't know if I want the whole story out there now with Darius Slay.
No.
I don't know.
I agree with you.
Might just move on.
But I don't mind him going after Matt Patricia. And I wouldn't mind seeing Detroit because you know he's going to want to go after
that him. Dude has lasted for longer than he should have lasted at this point.
Yeah.
Matt Patricia. It's amazing.
You, especially with teams like that and organizations, they're like, all right, 2 years, you're done.
Yeah.
Go back to being
I don't know how he's stuck.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones. Chuck in Las Vegas checking in with us next on the Fanatic. Chuck, how you doing, man?
Hey guys, Devon, Joe, and Dylan, how is everyone?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Thank you.
Yeah, good. It's not surprising to me that Matt Patricia and Bill O'Brien are the two guys under fire this week. Two former Belichick assistants who are struggling with player relations, it seems like. Why am I not surprised?
And I can't wait to see what happens with McDaniels when he gets the job again, wherever he goes.
It's just amazing to me that these Belichick assistants keep getting jobs around the league and continue to fail and fail. But anyway, look, I like the two moves. I like Hargrave, and I like, obviously, Darius Slay. This team needs more great players. That seems like an obvious statement. But, look, I just want good players on this team. I don't really care what position they play. So I love those two additions. The Hargrave contract is structured kind of strange, right? So it's $5 million this year, and then it jumps up to $16 million and $17 million over the next 2 years. So I wanted to ask you guys about that. You know, why you think it's structured like that?
It's a good question, Chuck. I think it's just generally because I think, and I could be wrong about this because Howie's the cap expert. Nothing happens on accident. So I would assume that it's a case where they have time to determine in year one whether Hargrave is a core piece for the next several years.
Yep.
Then you can feel more comfortable restructuring contracts, converting things to signing bonuses in year two, and pushing that back into the future to give yourself more cap space. That's my gut reaction. I don't have any deeper insight, though, into it beyond that.
Yeah, and like you touched on, I just don't know exactly what Howie's up to. I don't think really anyone does. But I do have my list of concerns.
Okay.
You know, I think we have about 19 or 20 million in cap space left. But we have a lot of holes. You know, I'm not excited about our safety situation, our linebacker situation, offensively, obviously the wide receiver position. I feel like we have a lot of holes. We're not going to be able to address all those holes in the draft. So it's going to be obviously an important next couple months here. But and also, what do you guys think is going on with Alshon Jeffrey? Because I'm getting concerned that teams aren't necessarily interested in trading for Alshon. So I just want to hear what you guys had to say about that.
Thanks for the call, Chuck. Appreciate it. Alshon Jeffrey, you would have to think that they're trying to find a trade partner, but that's going to be difficult with the number that he has on his salary and the fact that it's, you know, he might, who knows who he is anymore as a wide receiver.
And they've kind of telegraphed it too a little bit, like mm-hmm. knowing that if he doesn't get traded, he's going to be released. We saw it happen with Nick Foles. We just saw it happen today with Todd Gurley. Like if you know that the guy's on the chopping block, people are like, oh yeah, it's worth trading for him to know that you can get. If no one else is trading for him, they're all thinking the same thing, and it's going to cost you nothing but money if you want to get the guy. So patience kind of wins out in these situations.
Yeah, 610-632-0975. Still a lot of questions, but good moves so far in the two new acquisitions in Javon Hargrave and Darius Slay. Will in South Jersey checking in with us from South Jersey. Will in South Jersey, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Awesome, Will. How are you?
I want to make a quick comment about the coronavirus, and I want to make a comment about the Eagles, okay? If you don't mind.
Of course.
Well, I went on the CDC website, okay, and I just have a question. I'm not getting the answer through the news, but, you know, almost 55 million people got the flu last year of the United States, and about 50,000 people died of the flu last year in the United States. And when you look at the CDC, this disease so far has hit 10,000 Americans, and only 150 people died. So I don't quite, and I still haven't gotten an answer as to why this virus is so serious compared to every virus we get every year, every flu we get every year. Anyway, do you guys know the answer to that? Because I haven't been able to get it.
Well, a couple things. Well, first, the first one is that there is treatment for the flu, or at least a vaccine available already, right? So, like, that's number one. And number two is that it seems to be considerably more contagious than the flu is, just transmission person to person. So I think that those are two elements among several that kind of lead to it being more... more serious than the flu, because quite frankly, nobody has an immunity to this. You know, no one is being exposed and not getting it.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to comment on the Eagles. I am so glad. Oh my goodness, man! It's a bad accident on 55. Oh. A real bad accident.
You be careful, man.
Yeah. Anyway, I am so glad that the Eagles did not pay big money for a corner. And the reason why I say that to you is it's because our defense is built. I mean, we play a backup defense. We do not play an attacking defense, especially with our corners and especially with our safeties. And I think what it does is it just basically disarms talent. I mean, there's no reason to have a talented corner when you play the defense that we play. Do you guys agree with that?
Well, they just paid big money for a big-time cornerback in Darius Slay, and I think it was worth every penny that they did it, and giving up the third and the fifth-round pick that they gave up in this year's draft. And also, but Hargrave adding to the defensive front, now having that corner where they can put that pressure, and I dare you to throw the football anywhere near Darius Slay, I love it.
But do you think they'll let Darius Slay play press defense?
I think that, yes, they would with him. Yeah, because they didn't have it with the other guys. Will, thanks so much for the call, man. Drive safe and be careful near that accident. They didn't have the type of personnel. Now, we wanted to see them still do it because they were getting beat the other way. But with this particular player, you can't go out there and not allow him to be him in this type of style of defense. I mean, with his style of play in the defense that they have, with the amount of personnel that you now have on the defensive line, which they had before, but it is even better now with Hargraves and a healthy Malik Jackson, we hope, a better Brandon Graham, or at least a better Barnett, with still the production of Brandon Graham, that Slay is going to be Slay, and you don't ask him to do something different. Can he do it? Yes, and we'll hear some cuts. John Clark of NBC Sports Philly had a chance to speak with him, and we'll hear some cuts in the 9 o'clock hour with us here so you guys can hear it as well, Joe Torti and Devon Givens. So for me, that's how I feel, Joe. What do you think?
So a couple things. I think that what you do, like the actions of the team will determine usage, right? Like, for example, they made Darius Slay the highest paid corner in the NFL.
Yes.
After trading two draft picks for him when they've been kind of stingy with draft picks recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that not only is he going to play press man, he's going to travel if necessary, and that he can play inside and outside if necessary, depending on wherever the other team's best receiver is.
So if you are playing against the New England Patriots and you have Wes Welker or, you know, whoever the guy
Edelman in this case.
I'm just throwing out the names that they've had.
Yeah.
And they're in the slot, and Edelman obviously is that guy now and has been for years, and he's in the slot doing what he does. You might see Slay there.
That wouldn't shock me at all.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Because, like, you watch some of those, and I got enamored with these. I went down this rabbit hole, the close coverage highlight. Were you watching those on Twitter this afternoon?
No.
The Darius Slay, like, in close coverage, and watching him run routes for guys and things like that.
And the way he turns his body a certain way and still able to contort back to the other way and make a play.
So there was one that I watched where some of his best coverage was on catches. That was like the theme. And it was just dudes making ridiculous catches with Slay draped all over him. He can keep up with slot receivers. Like, the quickness and the shiftiness is not going to be a big deal. I've got questions about long speed maybe a little bit, right? Against like the fastest of the fast. Is he going to shut down Deshaun Jackson, Tyreek Hill? I don't know. But like in this case, I have confidence in him doing just about everything else.
Well, we haven't heard your thoughts on the deal overall because we had Jason jump on, so we'll definitely want to get an extended version of that when we get back, or at least in the 9 o'clock hour, because we have Lance waiting for us and everybody else, 610-632-0975. get Joe's thoughts on the Sixers. Three people testing positive for the coronavirus. And when Woj put something out, a member of the Sixers staff responds on Twitter. And I'll tell you who that is on the other side or during the 9 o'clock hour. 610-632-0975. Lance, we'll get to you. Joe Torty, Devon Givens, Dylan McKinnon producing here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
A 47, 97.5 The Fanatic, Joe Torty, Devon Givens, 610-632-0975.
Oh, man. You okay?
Yeah,
you
know that?
Yeah. Oh, man. I
had the potato chip during the break.
We got all these flavors. What flavor did you get?
I just went honey barbecue, and you know I'm not going too risky.
I got to tell you the truth. I've never heard of a honey barbecue potato chip. No. It is the first. Yeah, a barbecue, everybody makes a barbecue potato chip,
yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the honey.
Mm-hmm.
But the D-Train was
pretty good.
Digging out dill pickles. There's deep dish pizza, which how would that taste different from straight up pizza unless it was like Chicago style, you know?
Sure. And they weren't chips. They were the cheese curl version of the deep dish.
Oh, right.
Pizza. He had the dill pickle chips.
I do not participate in the cheese curl situation.
At all?
Nah, not at all.
Regular cheese curls?
Nah. The dust infects.
I did not know this.
Yeah, the dust infects the fingers, and it's no good.
You can't use
the
wipe.
No way, no. Yeah, well.
Wash your hands.
I can't, but you shouldn't have to. Unless they sell the wipe with the cheese curl.
But you eat wings.
All right.
You told me to go to a great place.
I did.
And get wings.
I did. I made a big time recommendation.
Yes.
Spot down the shore. Yeah.
Yeah.
But listen, I guess you can say the same thing where it's like, you know what you're signing up for.
Jeez,
but to me, the mess over the wing is worth it relative to the mess over the cheese curl. The
cheese curl is a good item.
That's a good idea for a horizontal monopoly. You make the cheese curls, but you also sell the hand wipes.
Dude, it's right on the back. You package it together. You just smash one on the back.
You gotta sell them separately. That way you can make more money.
That's how I make more money.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
It's always food. It's always food.
It is always food with us. I don't know.
That's all right. We're food motivated.
We are. And we are. And a lot of people are food motivated. Make sure you go out there and support the local business.
Yes.
Speaking of food, Joe.
Yeah.
Great. Great way to set me up with this one. You didn't even know you did it, but you did.
I'm a pro. I have instincts.
The Fanatic Deal of the Week. Fanatic Deal of the Week saves you money with a $50 gift certificate to the pub in Pennsauken for just $25. Hurry. This exclusive offer from the Fanatic's Deal of the Week is only available while supplies last. These gift cards do not expire. Get them now. Use them later. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal.
Nice.
Yes.
All right, then.
Get the cheese curls.
As long as you bring the baby wipes. It's necessary.
Nah, but this is a good one, and you know me. My go-to is always the wings. And I get the honey barbecue wings. I don't always get the buffalo wings.
Okay, but will you do the buffalo? When you do the buffalo, how hot do you go? Or is it just mild or nothing?
My nose needs to run.
Oh, you need to get up there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, the place that I sent you had 20 sauces, man. That
yeah.
can be something that gets you.
I know, but it was like, all right, am I going to do this right now? I know I had time, but it was like, am I going to do this?
It is a commitment.
This is...
Some of the places make you sign waivers and stuff, you know?
But I did get the wings. I didn't get them super, super hot.
Okay.
I did get the wings.
All right. I say, I would argue that this is the best... If restaurants were open, this would be the best time to go. Because, you know, they tell you on the waiver, don't touch your eyes or nose or anything like that. And it's like, joke's on you. I'm already doing that thanks to the corona.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're doing that at home, it's a great time.
And you always want to do that to your children. He's not hot.
Oh, that's cruel. You have not done that.
Absolutely.
Oh, that is savage.
But they're
dude.
Daredevils in that way. They'll try it.
Yeah.
My girls are pretty good with that stuff. Yeah, they're pretty good with that stuff. One time we were in Las Vegas and we stayed at, because we were in Las Vegas and we had the kids.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Stayed at
lots of things for kids to do in Vegas.
Actually, they are.
I know.
I didn't really want to take them, but we did.
I gotcha.
All right, so we were at the...
Circus?
Circus. And we were at the buffet that is in the Circus, right? And of course, right now, everyone's saying, no more buffets.
No buffet right now.
That being said,
in Vegas, any buffet on the Strip is really good.
Absolutely.
Really good.
So, we're in the buffet, and one of the dishes, the rice, had one of those peppers in it.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do, yep.
Say like a General Tso's chicken.
Yeah. The little red like shell pepper situation. Yeah.
So my nephew, at the time, I want to say he was like 7. You know how boys are. It's no big deal. Right? So, try this. All right. It's not hot. It's hot. It's not hot. My man was on the floor.
Oh, no.
After a bite. A little bite. not even the entire little piece of that you know, little stem that they give you.
The good heat takes about 4 seconds.
Oh, man.
Like, it's not so bad. And then you're like, oh, no.
His tongue was on fire.
I made a mistake.
His tongue was on fire.
Give me the milk.
Oh, it was crazy. And no milk. He had water.
I can't mess with my little girl that way because she's insane as it is. Eats whole lemons and stuff.
Okay, I have
like
experience.
Pickles. Okay. And like, yeah, you can't. If I wanted to mess with her with food, she's like, probably like so this anyway, Dad.
You see the whole lemon? You mean the peel?
Like no, no,
bite
no.
It?
Like,
or once you cut it,
yeah, we're right. Like squeezing lemons over stuff. When she's like literally 1 and a half, she's like, gimme. So we're
that.
Like, okay, we've seen these videos where the kids are like, eh! No. She's like chowing down on this lemon like it's the most delicious thing on the planet. Like, I can't mess with her because there's nothing that'll do that to her.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'll go with the wins. But the pub, $25 for a $50 gift certificate.
It's great.
And if it does not expire, go to 975thefanatic.com, keyword deal. Take advantage of that as we support these businesses out there that might be being hit hard, as you heard Jason Avant speak about a little bit earlier in this hour. Hitting hard with everything going on with coronavirus. And we'll talk about the Sixers on the other side. We get Lance in next here in Arizona on the Fanatic. What's up, Lance?
Hey, guys. So a couple things with the Slay thing. I'm not I like it, but I don't love it. The thing to me that kind of bothers me when I look at this is that you didn't want to pay the compensation to get DeAndre Hopkins, who I think is the best wide receiver in the league, because you didn't want to pay him, you didn't want to give up the compensation. Now, I get it probably would have been a first-round pick because you don't have David Johnson that Bill O'Brien for some reason loved, so you were going to have to pay more. But I look at it this way. He's 27 years old. The odds are he's going to be an elite wide receiver for 4 more years, and that's going to help Carson Wentz and that offense more than I think Darius Slay in 3 years when he's 33 is going to be helping you, or 32 is going to help you, and you're only paying a fraction more to get them in the price. So to me, the 3 and the 5, I get that's less compensation. But if I'm sitting at 21, the odds are, if you go through those mock drafts and you see who keeps falling, unless somebody really falls, you're not getting anybody even close to realistically getting that type of talent. Whereas in rounds 3 and 5, 5 doesn't really make a difference. But round 3, you're probably going to be able to get a solid corner to put out there, and you could have just signed a lesser corner on the market, even though he wouldn't be as good as Slay, and gone that way, because I think your offense right now is not good enough, and your defense, because you let Malcolm James go, is still not good enough.
Well, I'm with you, and Joe's with you on the DeAndre Hopkins thing. However, just because they didn't do that doesn't mean I'm going to look at this one and frown at this separate deal that they made. I would have loved it as well. They didn't do it. So you pivot to where you pivot, and we can get frustrated with Howie for not going after Hopkins. But Darius Slay is still a very good player, and you're talking about the age and all of that, and I agree with you. But for what they needed, they desperately needed a corner, and they desperately went out there and acquired one, and I'm okay with it.
Well, here's the problem, though. Corner, while, is a valuable position in the league right now, it's not as valuable to you in an offensive-driven league where you don't have the horses besides your tight ends and your running back to compete to put up points. Now, you're going to give up points in the NFL nowadays because that's how the NFL is set up. Like, to me, Darius Slay, I get he's going to help you on your defense. He's going to shut guys down. But now you still have a hole at your other corner spot because you didn't do anything.
Agreed.
You still have a hole at safety because you let Malcolm Jenkins go, which, to me, I think Malcolm Jenkins kind of played them to get out of that contract so he could get a second year guaranteed, and he knew that, but that's a different story for a different day. To me, I'm not saying this is a bad trade. That's not what I'm saying. I like Darius Slay. All I'm saying is if you're going to tell people if you didn't want to pay the price for DeAndre Hopkins because it was too steep,
high. Yeah.
And he's a younger player and, frankly, a better player and a more impactful player in the way the league is set up now, that to me, you're just making a move because you missed out on Byron Jones and you had to make up for the fact that you didn't want to go after Hopkins, so you wanted to get him in because if you didn't do anything, fans were going to be on you.
I'm curious, though, Lance, we had Jason Vaughn on earlier. Did you have a chance to hear him speak with us?
No, I didn't.
All right, well, I encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast, 97.5. TheFanatic.com, because he, as Joe and I and you, Lance, we wanted DeAndre Hopkins. Hear what Jason Devon had to say, where he says, no, it was the right deal not to go after him. Listen, man, thanks so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Not to say that we agree with Jason, but the breakdown as to what he was saying, it made sense.
Right, there's a reason why he thinks what he thinks.
Right,
why
he
said
say,
what
no,
he said.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
He's obviously the best in the league.
Yeah.
But here's why you don't do it. 610-632-0975 on the other side. We went 57 minutes, and we still, while we know he likes to move, and we think, or at least likes the player in Darius Slay, we have not heard from Joe Torti as to what he thinks of the deal. We'll get his thoughts on the Sixers and the coronavirus, and, of course, the other three players around the NBA now taking that total to about 14 now overall in the NBA. 610-632-0975, Jason Avant. Joining us early, and we appreciate it. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, 902. Joe Torti, Devon Givens with you, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast. Dylan McKinnon producing the show. Joe, tomorrow, what are we doing?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm off.
That's right, you are off.
Yeah, so
starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow, there will be the team up happening.
That's right.
As a result of, things that you may have heard about in the news recently.
Yes.
There will be a shift in schedule in which you will get 4 hours of Devon Givens, and starting on Monday, me. Tomorrow it's going to be someone else.
Yeah. I don't yet know who that is.
I don't either. I would tell you if I did, but
yes,
I don't.
Thank you.
6 to 10, we'll be teaming up all 4 hours of power. There are not many silver linings to the coronavirus, but I've been angling for this exact development behind the scenes for quite some time. So for the 4 or 5 days that this lasts, I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun next week.
Yeah, man.
It's going to have a good week.
It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. Well.
Yes.
All right. Darius Slay. Let's start there.
Okay.
What did you think when you heard the news earlier? What do you think of the player overall and the fit with the team?
I think that considering the fact that the Eagles were going to make him the highest paid corner, give him the 3-year extension, that the cost was right. Obviously, if the contract kind of stays where it is and everything else, the price goes up. So 3 and a 5, I'm okay with. The player I'm okay with as well. I disagree with Lance, and I don't often disagree, but I do not think that I would be nearly as comfortable with just any other corner on the free agent market who's currently there or a third round selection. I think corner's a little bit thinner than a lot of people think it is in this draft. I don't want a rookie in the best of cases. You know, if you're, I know that this guy, you know, ended up being bad, but if you were in position to draft D. Milliner, or a better example is Patrick Peterson, cool. I still don't know if I want that guy as my starting outside corner from day one as a rookie. I'm not sure about that. So in Darius Slay, you have a guy who is experienced, a veteran guy who is good at taking the ball away, good in tight coverage, a good press corner. I think that the price was right, the player was right. I'm cool with it.
Okay.
If it ended up being like a set, even if it was just a second, I don't know if I'm as cool with it. But a third and a fifth, I can live with
that.
And
if you remember, we were talking about this earlier, the trade deadline last season, where Fitzpatrick, I know you wanted in on that one, and Jalen Ramsey, I wanted in on that one.
Yes.
Darius Slay was the other one that we talked about a lot, and it seemed like it was, you know, a chance of him being moved. He didn't get moved, but the reports at the time were that the Detroit Lions wanted a two. And
right.
This way, you get a three and a five. You lock him up on the extension, and you just overall improve your secondary.
Yeah.
He's a very good player, and he's still at a decent age where he's more than capable of functioning at the age of 29, just turning 29.
Yeah, and I don't think either that we can read too far into what the Eagles have done in the past. 'Cause you know that I am no big Jim Schwartz fan.
Right.
But I have probably been Jim Schwartz's biggest defender, because my tact is, what the hell do you want this guy to do with the talent that he has? Like, what do you mean you want him to blitz more when Rasul Douglas is on the field? Like, what do you mean that you want him to play press coverage when Sidney Jones is out there? Like, you don't have any options if you're Jim Schwartz. I'm not saying he's a great defensive coordinator. I'm saying that everyone's going to fail with the secondary personnel that the Eagles had at corner last year. Darius Slay is a first step in solving a lot of those issues. And now we can see, all right, how do you use Darius Slay? Now we'll judge Jim Schwartz on that, you know, fairly, unfairly, whatever.
So we're looking at that one. How do you use him and all of that? I want to jump to the other side.
Uh-huh.
When you say that, Jalen Mills at the safety spot with Rodney McLeod. Still questions there.
Yeah.
Jason Avant said it might be Maddox or Mills. We'll see how it plays out.
Uh-huh.
Mills could ultimately still be a corner. Who knows? You mentioned Ronald Darby last night.
Yes.
Jason mentioned Xavier Rhodes. I know how you feel about that. But listening to him, depending on how you feel, if you had to choose between two, and you kind of do because they're both free agents,
mm-hmm.
which one would you choose to be opposite Darius Slay if you had to only choose between these two players?
Rhodes. I think I would definitely choose Rhodes. Not because I think he's worlds better than Ronald Darby, but I think that strange things happen when people change scenery, right? Like, I watched Kurt Coleman, and I was like, there is nothing that shows me that this guy is even a starting NFL safety when he was here in Philadelphia, and he goes and is an all-pro or whatever
Carolina.
In Carolina, right? Like, so sometimes change of scheme, change of scenery makes a big difference with
and
guys.
And he's opposite Slay, so.
And that'll help.
That'll
exactly.
help.
Now, that is the one thing, is that I think Ronald Darby's pretty good when the ball's in the air, so I would be curious to see opposite Slay how much more he improves versus having to be the speed corner and the playmaking corner when Jalen Mills is on the other side, you know?
Right.
So I think they could survive either. If I had my choice, I would probably see what Xavier Rhodes is up to.
And the Kervon LeBlanc thing.
Yeah. I don't know what his recovery is like from his injury and how much explosiveness he has. I think Jason's correct in saying that
currently the best,
their best
on the
corner
team outside of Darius Slay.
He might have been the best at the start of last year too. Like I'm curious, they like him, and I like him too. I don't know if he's an ace or anything like that, but I was curious to see more of Kervon LeBlanc. I was disappointed that he got hurt and we didn't get to see it at the beginning of last year.
Other stuff, you hear that Josina Anderson, who broke this last night when you were on the air, right around 11:30. That the Darius Slay thing was in play and the three-year extension. She said some other stuff could potentially be happening as well. She's basically said some other moves could be made, right?
Right.
The one that, you know, got some buzz throughout the day, fantastic. defensive end from the Jacksonville Jaguars, Yannick Ngakoue, right?
Yes.
He wants out.
He does.
He, like Slay, on social media, is making that very clear.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he came out and said that he wasn't interested in signing an extension with the Jags, and this was weeks ago.
Yes.
So we knew this. We knew this for sure.
You value the draft.
I do.
You value trades. This is a trade scenario, just like Slay. But you would probably have to give up that one in order to get Yannick. Would you do it knowing that what you could potentially get with the one in the draft?
I asked this exact question on Twitter to the people. And the most, I said, it's going to cost one. One for Ngakoue. Are you doing it? And the overwhelming response was, yeah, we'll do it in 2021. I'm like, what in the world makes you think that Jacksonville would even entertain 2021? And then I heard Barnett, a fourth, and Alshon Jeffrey. I'm like, okay, all right, you people can't be trusted. You people cannot be trusted for accurate trade values for anyone. This is like the people that were saying, oh, yeah, you just trade Fletcher Cox and whoever else to get up to pick Marcus Mariota. It was Fletcher Cox and Michael Kendricks to trade up for Marcus Mariota. Like, that was never going to happen.
I remember people saying trade Fletcher Cox. I was like, no.
Right. Yeah, you were on no from the beginning. But to me, this is easy. Like, to me, trading a first for... And here's why. People are like, oh, you have to take a wide receiver with that first pick. You don't. There are so many, like we've been talking about how good they are. There are so many good ones. Take off the Henry Ruggs glasses. There are other people that can help you in rounds 2 and 3, and I would even argue 4 and 5, that are way better than what you've got.
Howie just has to hit on it.
You've got to find them. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, for me, that is...
What would he do to this defense? You're talking about Yannick, Graham on the edge, Fletcher Cox, whatever the rotation is of Malik Jackson...
So here's what it does. It lets you minimize the impact of whoever is less effective between Malik Jackson and Brandon Graham. Whoever has it less, you get to see less of that person.
24 years old. He's 24. Yes, you do it.
Of course. That's easy.
What does he have, like 39 and a half sacks in his time here?
A standout on a really good defense.
Yes.
He was probably either the best or second best player
with
on the
Clay
Jacksonville
Campbell
defense.
Was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy. Crazy. I think I'd probably like him more than Campbell and maybe less than Jalen Ramsey at the height of the Jacksonville power. Like, I think that was probably the way that I'd rank those guys.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But right behind Ramsey, but right before Campbell.
Right in front. And it's super tight, obviously, with those two. Yeah. But, yeah, you do that. I can't believe that it's like only if it's a 2021 because you need a wide receiver. Like, okay, if you say so. There are lots of receivers, man. There are lots of really, really good wide receivers.
A lot of them. A lot of really good receivers. And a quick update on the coronavirus in the NBA.
Oh, no.
This is good news.
Oh, okay, good.
Lakers center JaVale McGee, who has asthma and experienced a bout with pneumonia last season, tested negative.
Good. I like negative tests.
For the coronavirus. So that is definitely good news for him. So just to jump into the NBA, Joe Torre, Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. Joe until midnight. Dylan McKinnon producing the show. Right around 6'10". 6'11", the Sixers released a statement. Shyam Charania jumped on it quickly. Wojnarowski right thereafter. Three Sixers people. We don't know if players... Whatever.
Individuals
have tested positive for coronavirus.
That's not great.
On Twitter, we'll get your initial thoughts as that's not great, and then we'll get you to say a little bit more.
Yeah.
But on Twitter, one guy that is on the coaching staff follows up to Woj's tweet and says, oh, snap. So... he didn't know. That would be Roy Hibbert, the player development coach that everyone forgets that he's even on the team.
All right, so it's not Roy.
Development coach, so it is not Roy Hibbert. All right. Now, not good. So what do you think of this, man? And the calendar now that we look at with the NBA with multiple tests now popping up today.
Well, just what we were going to say, I don't know if there was a chance of any strange medical ailment hitting any team, it was a mortal lock. You know, death, taxes, the sun rises in the West, and the 76ers are going to be involved in this and affected by this. So not a big surprise, especially considering, like we were talking about before the show, Christian Wood, obviously in close quarters with several, let's call them individuals, for the Philadelphia 76ers, right? So that's not entirely surprising. I think that the number of cases is significantly putting the season of the NBA season in jeopardy, like serious jeopardy. I don't know yet how quickly things can resolve. I don't know. Like, here's what I want to know about the virus that hasn't become clear yet is, can you get it twice? Like, can you get it multiple times?
Good question.
Right?
I haven't even thought about that one.
Because if you get it once, not to sound like Vanessa Hudgens here, but if everybody is going to get it at some point, if 40 to 60% of the United States is going to get it, that might actually be the best thing for the NBA to just get it all out of the way and keep it moving. You know what I mean? But in the event that you can get it twice, then people might just be passing this around over and over and over again, and this thing never goes away without a full and complete bubble boy isolation shutdown. I need more information. Like, before I'm like, oh yeah, the season's over, or the season's definitely going to go forward in December or whatever, like we were talking about, where you're at that point, you're working on being like half a year behind in terms of the NBA schedule. I need to know just more about the virus. I think we all do.
Yeah, we all do. And I've read like three different articles today. It's just about the virus. And one, I think it was the New York Times that Adrian Wojnarowski retweeted, where a doctor, I think she was a pediatric doctor in New York, and she's talking about how the hospital she works in has 4,000 beds, and they have these defibrillators and all kinds of stuff, right? And they're running out of those. And then the PPE, the personal protective equipment that you have with the gloves and the masks, they're running
out
of those.
Hospitals are running out. Yeah, for sure.
You know it. I know it. It's running out. And it's just a wild thing that's going on right now. And when we put out the stuff earlier following what the statement said from the 76ers, a lot of people are like, well, again, yeah, the privileged have the opportunity to be tested. But
yeah,
we already knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that. It's what it is. It really is.
And it's almost like, and it's not exactly the same, because in some cases it's like a life or death scenario.
Sure.
But it's in like the same vein as saying like, how come those guys don't have to go through airport security? You know, it's like, you already knew this. You already knew that this is a different kind of situation. Now, we can evaluate whether they should, which I think that's been an interesting conversation back and forth between like the media and the Brooklyn Nets, as like, should NBA players and celebrities and the elite have more access to these super rare testing kits or not? I think that's an entirely different conversation, but it shouldn't shock you that they have access to these.
Should
kits.
Not. Should not. Especially with all the access that they have to doctors, what the doctors have access to, the other doctors that they're familiar with. Hey, we got to do this. And the NBA, just being the NBA, and it's a big, big, big business. And they are still in business right now. Their business is being shut down, and they're trying to figure out a way to move on and continue with their business. Joe, every day when stuff like, especially now when, you know, it hits so close to home, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't know how they're going to get this done.
Right.
I don't know how you're going to fit it in. You can own the summer. Baseball is baseball. People love baseball. And the start of the baseball season will be late, so it'll likely be around the same time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But man, these guys, number one, reports came out earlier that tomorrow is the last day that they can now use the practice facilities.
Right.
They don't even want you doing that.
Shutting the whole thing down.
They're shutting the whole thing down. So think about it. When they do go back home, wherever they go, even though they tried to keep everyone in their cities, they're going to be like, all right, I'm ready to roll. I want to be around my family if we're going to be like this. You're talking hamstring injuries, possibly, because you're asking them to jump
showers
right back on the floor if they come back. You're asking them to jump back on the floor. They're not in basketball shape anymore. You got to go through a mini training camp one more time.
Right, to warm people back up almost, stretch them out.
To avoid the injuries.
Yes.
So as much as we might say it's going to help benefit Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid and other stars around the NBA like Kevin Durant, is he going to be able to play now? Is Kyrie Irving going to be able to play now? All of that stuff, you're putting them at risk because they are not able to go out there and
exactly.
play.
Exactly.
Unless they do have access to gyms.
Of course.
To gyms. Yeah. They can find a gym, but are they going to be like, all right, I want to go to the gym and work out.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I just don't feel confident that they're going to be able
pull it together,
get this back in. And then the NHL.
Well, plus.
Dylan's saying they're sending players back to their countries.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they are.
And then with the you can't fly back over.
Right. Yeah, there's travel bans if you're from a high-risk area. And, like, I know that this is the last thing on anybody's mind, but it's something you got to weigh if you're the NBA. How head-to-head do I really want to go with the NFL? You know what I mean? Like,
well, if you do go, it's going to end in August before the NFL. It's really the baseball season that you're fighting with. And well, you'll win that.
You've always competed with at least the first part of baseball
right.
season.
And that'll be
that's
the same
been
thing.
Okay.
Same scenario. And you will win that one.
Important from Mike K, by the way. Sorry to quickly shift
no,
gears
please.
Here. But it's free agency season, and this is what happens.
Please.
Mike K, NJ.com, I believe, covered both the Jaguars, now covers the Eagles. I'm told the Jaguars have not had trade discussions regarding Yannick Ngakoue with any team, period.
Okay.
And that's the end of the report. So there you go.
Okay. All right.
All right. I don't know what that means.
That means you still have your first round pick and you take a wide receiver.
Yeah, right. That's the thing is that, like, nothing is a disaster. If you don't have a first round pick, you have an elite level defensive end. If you do, then you can do whatever you want. Like, then that works perfectly. I think that's fine.
No, okay. All right. That works perfect.
I'm seeing some of these videos from what people doing in the quarantine. People need to get outside.
Like the dancing and the flips and
yeah,
the stuff that
yep.
they're doing. And yeah, Luka Doncic playing in the house, which is fine.
Juggling the toilet
but
paper.
But then slipping on his hardwood floor and I guess playfully grabbing his knee.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, though.
It's not a good look.
Yeah, what, are we worried about him missing any time in the season? Come on, man. Missing the whole season at this point. I gotta show you one that's definitely not happening in the Givens household.
No.
Not fit for the air.
Okay.
But, I gotta show you one.
All right. Horror and there stuff. Is a story that is out there. Darius Slay. Maybe this is the one that we kind of read some of the quotes from.
About ripping the Lions?
Freep.com. R-F-R-E-E-P.com. Is Dave Burkett caught up with Darius Slay. He's the Lions beat writer, Detroit Free Press. And on his way out of town tonight, he said his lack of respect for Matt Patricia stems from one incident in particular in 2018 training camp.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Holding it over a year. He's had a lot of time to think about it.
Yeah. So he's thrilled to get out of town.
Yes.
And we are thrilled to have him. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome, Darius.
Welcome, my man. Welcome. 610-632-0975. Joe Torre, Devon Givens taking your reaction to the Philadelphia Eagles acquiring via trade Darius Slay. I love it. Joe loves it. Love it or like it?
No, I love it.
Okay.
I love it. It's
we
cool.
love it. It was the right thing to do. The money's not a problem. The compensation not a problem. You still have 8 draft picks. Okay? You gave up a 3 and a 5. You extended him.
Love it.
He is one of the best corners in the NFL. Dylan loves it as well. And we're happy about it. How do you guys feel? What does it mean for the offseason? As Howie has now made 2 good moves, bringing outsiders in. Yes, Malcolm Jenkins is gone. You know what? You know, you kind of look at things and... You know, both of them were wrong.
It doesn't seem like that was going to work.
It wasn't
right?
going
like,
to work.
It doesn't look
so
like
maybe it was
happen.
Right that they were both right. It was time to move on. This is what you have. 610-632-0975. Sixers 3 individuals have tested positive for coronavirus. We'll talk to you about that as well. Joe Torre, Devon Givens with you until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
Joe Torre on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
927, Joe Torre, Devon Givens, 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. So as we talk about the coronavirus in the NBA, Joe?
Yes.
It's also hit the NFL for the first time that we know of.
Yes.
To the tune of a head coach, Malcolm Jenkins, new head coach and former head coach back in New Orleans, Sean Payton.
Man, oh man.
Has had no respiratory symptoms from COVID-19, but he does have the coronavirus, he says. Test positive for coronavirus.
So today we've had Marcus Smart. We've had three unnamed members of the Sixers. We've had Sean Payton. And then we saw a couple days ago that Ottawa, the Ottawa Senators, had a player test positive for coronavirus in the NHL. This thing's everywhere, man.
It is everywhere.
It is everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere. Saints pick up the fifth-year options of Ryan Ramczyk and Marshawn Lattimore. Would you have done that?
Probably. Yeah, probably. Probably taking those two guys, I think.
Of course you do that. Oh, man. And Todd Gurley.
But that is unusual, by the way, picking up fifth-year options. Like, normally the extension's already done ahead of that. But yeah,
so they'll try to do that now with the options picked up, and you know that they're going to get their new deals.
Yeah.
Todd Gurley, we were wondering what's going on. Why does he feel this way? Why is he not on the field? What in the world is Sean McVay doing? He's making Goff look bad. Doesn't need much help, but he's making Goff look bad because he doesn't have a running game. Todd Gurley released by the Rams earlier today. Don't know that. I'm not going to say I saw it coming. It wasn't really surprising because we saw the lack of production, the decline in his play. And you are one guy that I always know loves to go with the, yeah, you pay a running back that much money, it's on you.
That's your fault.
It's like, your fault.
And not only that, you're learning rules about when I own the team and Devon Givens is the GM of the team. You know what you're allowed to do and what you are not allowed to do. You are not allowed to spend a ton of money on free agents for no good reason. And if you, I don't care who the running back is, if you pay the dude the big money, you might as well leave your key card on the desk, man, because it does not matter who this guy is. There's no running back in the league. I'm sorry. I am all for players getting their money. And right, you should try to do it if you can. But there is no running back in the league worth paying, period. Because you've got Todd Gurley, who came out as equally as impressive as Saquon Barkley. People, revisionist history, are like, oh, Barkley's way better than Gurley. Really? Georgia Todd Gurley? He's way better than that guy? No. So you look at it, every running back who's gotten paid, that deal has come back to bite their teams. It's been insane.
Like, are you still with the Saquon, not pay Saquon?
Nope. I'm not. No, doesn't matter who it is. Look, Saquon's a freak. He really is. And this can't happen to everyone. They can't have a cataclysmic knee injury that totally robs them of all their explosiveness. And now I've got a $17 million a year running back that can't do stuff.
But it could be Adrian Peterson.
All right. It could be Adrian Peterson. But Adrian Peterson, too, like, you look at what happened with him. He has not had the extended, like, he had after the ACL, he had a really good year.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like,
yeah, but he already had about seven in.
But look, I'm not saying that a guy's, they have no potential to be good. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that that injury at that position is right around the corner for everyone. Look, if you're going to take me out behind the shed and we're gonna get into this, oh, and Devon's going to leave the team over Saquon Barkley if we can't pay that guy, fine. No running backs.
And I was like, all right, yeah, you pay Todd Gurley because Todd Gurley is Todd Gurley. Look at what he just did. He's going to do it again. And then boom, arthritic knees.
I mean,
out of nowhere.
And not only that, like, it happened. He can play the game if he wants to play the game. But your heart breaks. Like, you watch what he could do, and you can watch him wanting to do the stuff that he used to be able to do, and he can't do it.
And the reports were the Falcons and the Dolphins had interest.
Right.
And if, now we already know that the Dolphins signed former Eagle Jordan Howard to a two-year deal. Listen, Jordan Howard is no one to be like, oh, we're not going to go out there and give a Ty Gurley a shot. We'll see. We go for it.
But the Falcons just did this. Like, that's my problem.
With Freeman, who they just let go.
And he signs the deal and completely falls off. Like, completely.
He absolutely did.
I don't know, man. I'm just looking, right? Ezekiel Elliott is the highest paid back in the league right now, thanks to Gurley being released. how well is that going to work out? They're having issues with everybody right now. They get Amari Cooper back. That's a good thing. They let Byron Jones go, who I'm sure that they'd prefer to have hung on to. They're still over, not getting...
Over who? Or you mean with all of them?
I mean, just with the whole cap situation. Whole group, like, there are spots where you've got to save money. That's it.
Ezekiel Elliott, he's going to fall off as well?
He has the potential. It's a risk-reward kind of situation, man.
Melvin Gordon has no offers to report close to the one he turned down in 2019. So the Chargers did offer. He just didn't accept it. And now
there's nothing.
Just out there.
Derrick Henry got franchise tagged.
What was the number on his tag? I'll look it up while you talk about it.
I think it's 15, I think. All right. Something like that. It might be less. Le'Veon Bell, the Steelers were literally like, nope. We'll give you all of the money, but it's on a year-by-year guaranteed basis.
Yeah, $12.36 million.
Yeah, there you go. A little less than 15. But that's what I'm saying. Like, there are teams that are wising up to this. The Titans, no one was more important to their team last year, I would argue, besides Lamar Jackson to the Ravens, than Derrick Henry was to the Titans.
Especially during the second half of the season and the playoffs.
And they're still like, nope. Sorry, man. Like, you can play on this if you want the money, or we can work out something that's sane and makes sense for us. If you're my GM and I'm the owner of the team, there is no prayer that you are both keeping your job and paying a running back the big money. There's
Melvin
no
Gordon,
way.
Do you stay with LA now that you have nothing there, or do you just try to take a good deal elsewhere, 1 year deal, 2 year deal, and just ride it out and hopefully you get an extension?
You take a 1 year deal somewhere else
and
tear it up. But the problem is, once again, it's a value proposition. In getting all of these numbers, you're putting miles on the tires, like all that other kind of stuff, the use. That's why it's so tough for running backs, because you want to prove, yeah, I can still handle it and I'm worth the deal or whatever. And then somebody else looks at it and it's like, all right, well, that was another year that this guy had 290 touches. You know what I mean? Do I really want to do this again? It's tough out there, man. That's why I'm drafting running backs every year.
Yeah, and that's why you were willing to give up Miles Sanders in this one if you had an opportunity to go out there and get yourself a DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I like Miles.
Real
I'll
fast,
find another.
Before we get to Mark on the phones, 610-632-0975, I wanted to ask you this with it. You're a flat-out no in bringing him here, as we know, Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
Where you are right now with Melvin Gordon, would you, on a one-year deal with Miles Sanders, would you do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Melvin,
you preserve both of them.
Well, there's that, right? I know why Todd Gurley was bad last year. I'm not quite sure why Melvin Gordon didn't put up the numbers that he did. Besides the emergence of Eckler, right? Is it that he was doing the DeSean Jackson thing where in a contract year you're playing not to get hurt? That could be a possibility.
Smart.
Right? Smart, but it could be a possibility. Is he out of shape? Not used to things? There are a lot of things where I don't know that Melvin Gordon's broken yet. I know that Todd Gurley is.
Yeah, he is. He'll get a job.
He definitely will get a job.
He'll get a job.
For sure.
610-632-0975.
If it's the Falcons, I'm going to die. I'm going to die laughing if it's the Falcons.
It would be their fault.
Yeah.
It would be their fault.
You just saw this. You just got out from under this.
And you know, it would be the sentimental thing. He's back in Georgia.
Right. Of course. That's exactly what it would be.
Sentimental thing.
Sell those tickets and those jerseys, man.
Absolutely. And you know, Chubb is now the best Georgia running back in the NFL.
Sad. That's sad, because he was good the whole time, but...
And he's still good.
Sad.
His contract's going to be soon. Then DeAndre Swift will be the best running back from Georgia. Because Sony Michel's
never going to be. That's never going to happen.
I have one more, but we'll do that in the next segment. Mark on the cell, next on the Fanatic. What's up, Mark?
What's up, guys? How you doing tonight?
Doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm all right. Before I get to my point, since you guys are on the running backs, if we could get Melvin Gordon on a 1 to 2 year deal, that would be a dream come true.
That would be amazing.
Have him in Miles rotate.
Yeah.
I have no interest in Gurley whatsoever. Since our Super Bowl year, he's had a bit of a knee problem, and it's obviously showed. They've tried to lessen the workload out there in L.A.
Not a bit.
When he gets on the field, he hasn't really produced. So I have zero interest in Gurley. I understand the name is super attractive to the fan base, but we don't need that on this team.
No. So what do you think of the things so far, all the moves specifically with Slay and Hargrave and even Jenkins?
So when it comes to Slay, made my day yesterday,
yep.
Or today, I mean, hearing it last night, waking up from a nap, seeing the Slay rumors, and then waking up today, and it actually went through. I love the Slay signing, the Hargrave signing. It's super underrated around the league, having him and Fletcher on the same time, on this field at the same time, and having Jackson rotate out of that. I mean, that's a win for our offense, or for our defensive line right there. But the reason why I'm calling, who else got released today on the Rams, nobody's talking about, is Clay Matthews. And that's where I stand with the Jenkins release. I mean, he was a leader, and he brought veteran leadership to the defensive side of the ball. And that's really the only thing I see that's lacking. Obviously, we really don't have any linebackers as is, letting go Bradham and Kruger Hill. I mean, Clay Matthews has had some tread on the tires still left. He won a Super Bowl. He knows what it takes. And, I mean, to have him back there at linebacker, maybe on even him on a 1 to 2 year deal, I feel like it can make a substantial impact on the team.
Well, Mark, the only thing that I hear you on Matthews, the only thing is I liked him a lot less as an inside linebacker than I did early on in his career as an outside linebacker. And that's just not where, you know, the Eagles pass rush comes from. I mean, you laid it out there at the beginning with the defensive tackles in particular, I think, on this team are going to be the pocket pushers and then the defensive ends as well. That would be the only thing that I would hold back on with Clay Matthews.
Yeah, and also with Slay, he's by far the best cornerback we've had since, I guess, I feel like Lito Shepherd, and maybe Asante Samuel.
Asante Samuel, I would say.
Yeah, Asante Samuel.
Yep,
but question. I mean, when it comes to the draft, do you guys have a feeling we may trade up? Because I doubt Ruggs drops to 21.
I don't think they're going to trade up, Mark. I don't think they should. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Like I said, I'm not going to be the dude who has the Ruggs glasses on. In fact, if there are two guys that I like, I'm probably trying to trade back six or seven spots. Like I am not so married to one of these guys that I have to have one.
I mean, if you stay at 21, likely Jefferson. You stay there.
That's cool. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Dude's a beast.
He's very good. Yeah. I like him. I'll save the next one for you on the other side because we could talk a little bit.
Not another Georgia back.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
But this one is going to be interesting.
All right.
Especially with Yannick probably not going to be in Philadelphia.
Oh, no.
At least we think. 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon is producing the show. We are not going to forget about the Sixers. The report, a release by the Sixers, a statement put out there that three individuals have tested positive with the Philadelphia 76ers. Individuals. Doesn't mention players, coaches, front office, medical staff, whoever. It just says individuals, and I'm not sure when we will find out. Marcus Smart comes out, lets everyone know he tested positive. Two Los Angeles Lakers, JaVale McGee, not one of them. He has asthma and a little bit of a bout with pneumonia, so they wanted to make sure they put that one out overall. So, you know, it's tough. It's impacting everywhere. It's impacting the sports world, as we know. But it is definitely bleeding into the leagues now, especially here in Philadelphia with three Philadelphia 76ers personnel testing positive. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, final segment on the other side together here on The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
75 The Fanatic.
Final segment, 9:44 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon doing a fantastic job. Dill, thanks so much, man. Doing a great job tonight producing the show. Jason Avant, appreciate Jason joining us here on the show in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about the Eagles thus far. And if you missed our conversation with him, you can check it out, 97.5thefanatic.com. And check out the podcast that Joe and I had the conversation with Jason Avant. Always a great breakdown of the Eagles and the NFL in general. We didn't get into the NFL, but we had him on for so long. It was like, all right, we got to move on. Give him some time to go back to the family.
Well, and the best thing about Jason, too, is that, like, there is not. There are some guests, just to take you behind the scenes, like there are some guests that are like, yeah, we didn't talk about that beforehand, or like, we, you know, that's not something that I'm comfortable talking about. But Jason's so thoughtful that he'll, you know, any question, he'll sit back for a second and be like, all right, hold on, what do I think about this? Okay, here it is.
You can see it spinning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But he'll always give you something. So it's awesome to talk to Jason, for sure.
So thanks to Jason. Thanks to all the calls, all the tweets during the show, during the time that I've been here. Tomorrow I'll be back, of course, at 6 o'clock. Joe, you will be off. I'm not sure if I'm doing 6 to 10 solo or if someone will be in here, because we are going to do 6 to 10, and then after 10 o'clock we're going to go to syndication.
Yeah, so you're totally capable of handling it solo, but I hope that that you have friends. Yeah,
that would be nice.
That'd be great.
That would be nice, and I'm sure, you know, Eric could take care of that. But this is the one I wanted to throw at you before I bounced out of here.
It's a hit and run.
Yeah, it is a hit and run. It's like the running backs in the NFL. You know, I got 6 to 9:45, and then things give up.
My knees give up. Not a long contract.
It's not a long contract. An interesting one.
Okay.
I think this guy is still available, as a matter of fact. And I want to double check before I even say this. But Yannick, we've been talking about Yannick and all of this stuff and bringing him in. And you know how I feel about the extra help on the edge as a pass rusher. Dylan knows as well. There's one guy that you were also interested in at the trade deadline last year. You were unable to acquire him. He then ended up hurting you in the playoffs, knocking your quarterback out. He is a free agent. He is not getting the offers that he thought, like Melvin Gordon, that he would get. That man's name is Jadeveon Clowney. Again, short-term deal. You need edge rush help. Would you?
Yeah, I would do it.
He's still good.
Of course I would do it. But I care because he knocked Carson Wentz out of a game?
You know that's why people would say no.
Yeah, come on, man. Grow up. Now, I could go to him and be like, listen, man, this is not going to happen for $20 million per season when the franchise tag number is 15. You and I both know that that's not going to happen. You want to do 1 year, $17 million? You're in.
Right.
And then we'll figure it out after that. I'm cool with that.
You're looking at a rotation of Barnett, Graham, Clowney, Cox, Jackson, Ridgeway, and, of course, the latest, Hargrave.
Jadeveon Clowney, Hargrave. Oh, man. And Barnett does not make my rotation, if that's the case. he does not make my rotation. I am assuming, based on your...
I'm just asking.
I'm assuming that you'd be in.
I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
absolutely
in. Dylan says no. He shakes his head.
Really?
Oh, I thought
you were in.
Shaking your head.
All right.
I thought you meant no.
Okay.
I do it. I don't like the guy, but I do it.
Okay.
That's okay. There are lots of players I don't like in the NFL that would fit just fine with the Eagles.
Yeah,
it would work out great.
Listen, it's you know, sources say, I'm looking at Diana on Twitter. It was Rossini, right?
Yeah.
Diana, ESPN, and she had pointed out...
She's doing work the last couple days, man.
Yeah, sources say Jadeveon Clowney wants about $20 million per year. Interested teams aren't coming up with that high as of now. Look at the players in his position who were tagged, right? Dupree, Barnett, Yannick. Teams don't want to pay $5 million more than a franchise tag.
Nor should they. I mean, it goes back to what we were talking about, right? Like, where every penny counts. Yeah, I do not mean to compare running backs to trash cans, but that's literally what's about to happen here. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are decorating your house and you have a certain budget, you're not going to buy the $300 trash cans. Like, your money's going to go somewhere else. Your money's going to go to your, you know, kitchen appliances and stuff like that. The equivalent is you are not going to pay the backs when you can pay the pass rushers, the left tackles, the corners, the quarterbacks, like that sort of stuff. So that makes sense. But $5 million over the tag number is not good for a pass rusher.
Yeah, I'd definitely be in on
for 20?
For 17.
Yeah.
I get you close.
Yeah, get you close.
But
1 year.
We're not gonna get to that 20. Get you close, not 20. Man, that rotation right there, mm-hmm, that you're talking about, that's a lot of weird stuff that you can do up front.
That's super multiple.
That.
And you're really good against the run. Really, really good against the run. Clowney's elite level against the run.
Man, that would be nice.
Plus, I only want a one-year deal because I want him in a contract year.
Because that's when he plays.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't need him two- or three-year deal. I want him in a one-year deal.
One-year deal, my man. Let's win the Super Bowl. I'll see you later.
And then you get paid. Yeah. Go wherever you want to go.
Go to Cleveland and get that money.
Yeah, they'll give it to you.
Yep.
They're giving it to everybody, man.
And then you won't see him again.
It's okay. Yeah, exactly. Send him off to the AFC. It's all good. To see you in the Super Bowl next year. Same time, same place.
So we know about the 76ers and what's going on with them. And Dylan puts up something with on Twitter, I guess, popping up from the Washington Post, where it looks like the Washington Post is saying that Governor Gavin Newsom orders California residents to stay home effective tonight. And I was supposed to speak to my dad tonight. We had to talk about some things this evening. We talked before the show. But,
yeah.
You know, I've got to call him back and talk about some family stuff. And, yeah.
So,
here we go again. We know about San Francisco.
Does this mean stay at home, period, for 20, like, or is there a curfew? Like, what does this mean?
And I'm trying to look it up now.
I'll get information and update you when I can.
You okay. guys are talking. It says California lockdown, so I'll click on that one right there. But
I mean, I could Google this myself.
All right, here we no, that's not it. okay. Yeah. Breaking news. California becomes first state to issue statewide stay-at-home order.
Not surprising. Not surprising.
That was 4 minutes
California's
ago.
Kind of been on this a lot.
Yeah, 4 minutes ago. So, California's on lockdown.
I do not want this to come across as like that you shouldn't be socially distancing and that you shouldn't be washing your hands and all that other kind of stuff. This is the United States. The United States is not going to tolerate being on lockdown indefinitely.
No.
There has to be some kind of update. There has to be some kind of plan. Like, you're on lockdown for 2 weeks, there's an end in sight. You can see that. That's okay. Or these are all of the adjustments that you're going to have to make to your life permanently. Either one of those works. But you're on lockdown indefinitely. Just knowing what I know about people, that is not going to be something that is tolerated. At some point, people are going to be like, whatever.
Witness example, Florida.
Exactly.
Spring break.
Yeah.
So here's Jory Rand, ABC 7. I'm guessing
okay.
ABC 7 is...
Yep.
Is in California. Yes, Southern California news, Eyewitness News. California Governor Gavin Newsom now issuing a statewide stay-at-home order. Events on the ground, quote-unquote, require us to adjust our thinking. So there you have that.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
So that makes sense. That's where they are. I ask you, as you just pointed out, all right, they shut it down, all of that. We know about Seattle and how important things are out there right now as well. When does it hit this way?
Yeah.
Specifically this. And I even read something that said, you know, by the weekend, you would think that we would get something for Pennsylvania or Philadelphia.
Well, Philly's already kind of starting to do stuff with the arrest relaxations and like that sort of.
It's a ghost town outside.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So to be fair, I think that Philly's done a pretty good job of quarantining and self-isolating and stuff like that.
Lately.
Yeah, recently. Yeah, recently.
Kind of dropped the ball a lot early.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
and
but
Pat Egan is the best. He would
loves it. The mayor. He
loves the mayor. But yeah, so California lockdown.
Yeah, and yeah, not surprising. Like I said, San Francisco was one of the more reactive/proactive at the same time places with respect to this. So not surprising that Gavin Newsom is talking about this.
Supposed to be 75 degrees tomorrow.
I got 78 in South Jersey.
Okay.
Come over to my spot.
It says thunderstorms, but as I look at it, I don't see any thunderstorms in there. iPhone, thank you. And you've been going to the park. You've been going for walks.
I have.
Will you tomorrow?
I will continue to walk, but at least near me, New Jersey has made initiatives where basketball courts, tennis courts, those sorts of things have been closed down as well, where you're not allowed to be using those. So anything that is like an open space, a field, I'm not sure where a baseball diamond would fit into this, but I know that fields and stuff like that and hiking trails are still open for business. But, you know, places like, for example, basketball courts, which would be interesting to me, are closed for now. So I'll continue to walk. But
yeah, and I think I will, too, if I have to.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to get out, do some exercises and all. Yep.
Well, I'm not going out there licking handrails and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's very little risk for me to get sick, and there's very little risk with the things that I'm doing, pushing the stroller and stuff, to get other people sick. I'm not hugging people. I'm not touching dogs. You know, I'm not doing any of that.
As soon as you say that, it just makes me think of that video with that little girl with the family licking the rail.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Like a week ago.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. Yeah, maybe not on this one,
yo. Not a good idea. Well, listen, man, have a great show. Everybody out there, stay safe as you have been doing. Continue to stay safe. Dylan McKinnon, again, thank you so much, man. Jason Avant, appreciate him joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. You can hear that at 975thefanatic.com. If you missed it, all the calls, all the tweets, I'll be back at 6 o'clock tomorrow. The numbers to get into Joe Torti, 610-632-0975. Have a great evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow, 6 o'clock, right here on 975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.